And it's Friday, Good Friday, right before Easter. So hope you take in all the festivities in this Easter holiday. Joining me right now is Warren Rushi, who's a feedlot specialist at South Dakota State University. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, Chuck.
Not Dr. Rushi yet, huh?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I can't wait until that happens because I want to be the first one to call you that.
I just hope you haven't...
What's that?
I just hope...
You're cutting out a little, Warren.
Oh?
You're cutting out just a little bit.
Okay, we'll try this.
All right. Well, Warren, we haven't talked to you for a while. We've had some kind of nasty weather here in the last month or so for these feedlots. How are they hanging on?
Well, you know, it's. I think anybody that is listening's got cattle in the yard. They're looking at, you know, just mud and not very good conditions. They've got cattle outside at all. It's. You know, this is. I guess this is what separates out the folks that really want to raise cattle in South Dakota. Those that. Just talk about it. This is the time of year where it's just not a lot of fun.
Well, you know, we always have some of this coming, but this just seems like it's there. It doesn't really freeze real hard, but maybe it will in the weeks. But we don't get the sunshine. We haven't had a lot of sunshine, and that really makes things better, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, if we get some sunshine, get some wind, get some things dried out, that's going to improve the outlook a lot. But until then, until we get that, we're dealing with some less than ideal feeding and cattle conditions, to put it mildly.
I know I'm sure there's a lot of bedding being used right now, but what are some of the things that we need to do, Warren? Do they need to do to be thinking about this with some of this extended wet conditions?
Well, you know, you touched on bedding. Get the equipment out there to get the bedding provided. That's probably the best thing we can do. Beyond that, you know, can't really do anything now to fix drainage. The snow, whatever snow we get, if we can get it out of the pen, but that's easier done when it gets as soft as. So the unfortunate part of this, other than providing bedding or providing cattle more room, if we've got some pens that have maybe emptied up, we could put some of those. You know, to give cattle more space, that's the other thing that could be done. Beyond that, there are not a lot of things to do other than to perhaps evaluate what the yards are like and start identifying if there's problems there we can fix. Problems that we can fix, now is when they're going to show up. I had a producer call. They're evaluating purchasing a feedlot, and I said, you know, right now I would go out and take a look and see what it looks like now. Because that's going to tell us what kind of problems you might have and where some extra effort might be able to focus on.
You mean focus on after it dries down and maybe
After it dries, yeah, if there's some, you know, places where we could use some more drainage work, some additional mounds built up, maybe some additional concrete poured, you know, any of those kinds of things. Now is when the problems are going to show up, so... if we can make note of those now, we can't do a whole lot to fix things now, but we can start identifying where the problem areas are so we can put some attention to them down the road.
Do we need to be worried about any diseases coming up that we might need to be in advance of or be talking to your vet on that to be aware of in case you have to get some medication?
Well, I think what we're really going to be looking at is, you know, what is the weather conditions doing from a stress standpoint. And we're going to have a pretty good idea what issues there might be because of the mud and the condition. If we've got anything that might be a little compromised from a health standpoint, we've increased the chances of respiratory disease. Things like foot rot or any kind of foot problems really are going to be more prevalent under these kind of conditions, whether we're talking foot rot, hairy heel, or some of those kinds of things. So I don't know if there's anything that that's going to surprise people. It's... The tough part is going to be identifying those kind of quickly enough and then being able to treat them and perhaps in the environment by another pen or a dish setting in order to make them more comfortable.
Yeah, I think most guys do have a kind of a medical pen that they can pull them into. It's just the object of, like you said, it's kind of tough to tell sometimes when they're on the feedlot if even walking through them.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be challenging under these kind of conditions because none of the cattle, you know, depending on how bad the mud might be, you know, none of them may be walking particularly well or willing to walk very far. From feed, one of the things we're going to want to watch, though, is what's going on with a feed intake. They have quite a lot of mud. They may not be as willing to consume feed as readily. But if we have a change in weather, they might go back pretty hard. So we want to make sure we're monitoring what's going on from a feed intake standpoint as well.
So anyway, I guess the thing's pretty much it's all over right now. I know West River probably isn't quite as wet. Down south, they say the frost is coming out of the ground, so maybe that feedlots may be firming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we're certainly hoping that as we get some frost coming out of the ground, that we can get through this phase as quickly as we can, get back to some drier conditions, get back to sunshine, dry ground, and looking forward to getting into the field. I think, you know, if we start turning the corner, I don't know the rest of the listeners, but I'm tired of winter, I'm tired of snowstorms and all of those kinds of things, and ready for spring, and that's really what we need. About all we can really do, though, is focus on that we're going to have a better day down the road.
You know, Warren, even thinking about sweating isn't too bad now, is it?
Not so much, no. I'm, you know, hot day, sweat, yeah, that all sounds great right now.
You know, the one thing about
almost it, even almost be looking forward to maybe just a little bit of dust blowing. That would be good, too.
We'll probably have that before we know it too long. But one thing about this is late enough in the year, we aren't too worried about the feed supplies or bedding supplies. Everything's pretty close.
Well, not necessarily. You know, I talked with an individual the other day that had been approached about selling some bedding, and he was really hesitant to do so just because, you know, the worst in this, we don't know how long this is going to last. And, you know, so I said, I don't know if I'd sell the bedding because, you know, they need this longer than we think. So that might be a challenge is, in some cases, how long, what their bedding supplies might look like, and if they need more, where are they going to get it? I remember a case where we ended up buying CRP hay to use for bedding because it was more available and less expensive than straw.
Well, and I think corn stalks, there was a lot of corn stalks put up last year, but, you know, this lateness in the year in mud is really tough. You can get through the winter a lot of times, but mud's tougher.
And depending on, you know, what your system is for bedding, you can go through an awful lot of it in a short period of time.
Well, Warren, I appreciate you taking the time. You have a happy Easter and say hi to your family, and enjoy your time with your family this weekend, Warren.
Thank you. Same to you and all the other listeners.
All right. Thanks, Warren. And that's Warren.